So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the question regarding hespeda, the obligation to eulogize the deceased. Ibai lehu, hespeda yukara de chayi have, or yukara de shachvi have. Is the hesped for the honor of the living relatives of the deceased, or is the hesped for the honor of the deceased but not of his relatives? And the distinction lies in these two cases. One, the Omar loy taspeduha lahu gabra, if the deceased has given instructions that they not eulogize him. Two, or lafuki miyarshin, whether Bezdin can extract expenses for the hesped from the relatives even if they do not want the hesped. If yukara de shichvi havi, if it's the honor of the deceased, they must fulfill his tzava and not eulogize him because he can forgo his honor. And they can extract expenses from the yarshim even if they don't want the hesped, because the yarshim cannot forgo the honor of the deceased and they must pay for it from the estate. And if yukara de chayi havi, if it's the honor of the living, they disregard his tzava and they do eulogize him because he cannot forgo the honor of the living. And they cannot extract expenses from the Yarshim if they don't want the Hesped because they can forgo their honor. The Gemara attempts several proofs and concludes with a proof that Yukara de Shechvihu, it's the honor of the deceased, from the following Braisa. Simen Yofel Ameis Shenefron Mimenu La'achar Misa. It's a good omen for the deceased if he received punishment in this world right after his passing. For example, Meis Shaloi Nispad V'loi Nikvar, he was not eulogized or buried properly, according to his stature. Shmamina yukar de shichvihu, shmamina. As Rashi explains, the ilav yukar de shichvi amai michbe bebizyoine. If the hesped is not for the honor of the deceased, he would not achieve kapara through the disgrace of the lack of hesped. The previous Mishnah taught, v'loi hayu koivin oisai bekivroi savoisav. A person who is executed through skila is not buried in his family's plot. Ela shtei bote kivrois hayu misukonin lebezdin. Rather, Bezdin had two designated cemeteries, achas l'nerogin v'lechnokin, one for those who were executed with the two more lenient mises, hereg, beheading with a sword, and chenek, choking, and another cemetery for those who were executed with the two more stringent mises, skila, stoning, and sreifa, burning. The Gemara explains that loy hayu koivin oisai b'kivrei savoisov, because l'fisha ein koivin rasha eitzel tzadik, a wicked person may not be buried near a righteous person, and shtei batei kivrei sayi musukanu lebezdin. Because k'shem she'ein koivin rasha eitzel tzadik, kach ein koivin rasha chomor eitzel rasha kal. A rasha for a more stringent avera may not be buried near a rasha for a less stringent avera. The Gemara asks, if so, lisakin arba kivrois. Bezdin ought to have four separate cemeteries for each misa. The Gemara answers, shnei kivrois gemara gemirila. The halacha l'maish misinai stipulates only two cemeteries, but not four. The Mishnah continues, Nesakel ha-basar, melakten eso ha-tzamais v'koyvin oisibim koyman. After the flesh is fully decomposed, the bones are collected and reburied in his family's plot. V'ha-koyvin boim v'shoylim v'sholim ha-dayonin u'v'sholim ha-edim, klaymar, she'ein b'libeinu aleichem, she'din emes dantem. And his relatives come and inquire of the welfare of the judges and witnesses to show that they do not bear any ill feelings toward them, and their sentence was justified. V'loy hayu mis'ablin. The relatives do not mourn the mace in public, because as Rashi explains, Kedei shehe bizyoinon kapara lohen. The lack of avelus is considered a disgrace for the mace, through which he will achieve kapara. However, aval oininin she'ein aninus ela belev, the relatives do mourn the mace in private, because since this is not obvious, it will not prevent his kapara. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the Mishnah's distinction in that Koidem Nesakel HaBosar Lo Hayu Koivin Oisai B'Kibrei Savoisov. Before his flesh is fully decomposed, he may not be buried in his family's plot, while La'achash Nesakel HaBosar Koivin Oisai B'Kibrei Savoisov. After his flesh is fully decomposed, he may be buried in his family's plot. The Gemara offers two explanations. One, Mishnah Nesakel HaBosar Havilu Kapora. A Rasha achieves atonement only after his body is fully decomposed. For this reason, loy hayu misablin, because since he still needs a kapara, and bizyonan kapara lohen, the lack of avelus will help bring about kapara. And therefore, koidim nesakel habosar, loy hayu koivin oisai b'kibrei savoisov, because he's still considered a rasha, and ein koivin rasha eitzel tzadik. But la'achash nesakel habosar, koivin oisai b'kibrei savoisov, because he's no longer considered a rasha. 2. Ravashi says, a rasha receives kapara once he experiences the pain of spending a moment in a grave, which is much before ikul habasar. But even so, loy hayu misablin, because Avelus me'emesaikom ascheles mistimas agoilo. The obligation for Avelus begins earlier from when the grave is fully covered, while Kapara me'emesaiko havio michichazu tsaira de kivra purta. The Kapara is achieved only afterward from when the mace spends a moment in the grave. Therefore, hoyel v'idchu yidchu, since the Avelus could not be fulfilled at the time of Stimas HaGoylo, there is no further obligation. And according to this understanding, Koydim Nesakel HaBosor Loi Hayu Koyvin Oisei B'Kibris HaVoysa Mishim D'Loi Efsher, because since the decomposing body emits a bad odor, they cannot transfer the body to Kibris HaVoysa until Ikol Basar is complete. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions the following statement of Rabbi Yochanan. If a person ate forbidden fats and set aside a korban chatos, but in the interim he became an apostate, even if he did tshuva, the korban remains disqualified because hoyel v'nidche yidche. Since while the owner was an apostate, the korban could not be brought, therefore it remains pasul forever. Rav Yosef brought a proof to the concept of dichui from a mishnah at the end of Masechta, regarding Yerani Dachas. If there were korbanos in the city, they must be put to death and may not be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, because as Rashi explains, the owner worshipped Avodah Zarah and the korban of a Rasha is despised. The Gemara asks, Amaya Musu, kibun de iktu havelo kapara v'lisku l'gvaya. Why is the korban posel and put to death? Since the owner achieved kapara through his execution, he's no longer a rasha. If so, the korban ought to become kosher. Rav Yosef explains it must be because the arminon hayol v'nitchu yitchu. Since the korban became pasul while the owner was a rasha, it remains pasul forever. While Abaye explains because haruge bezdin kiven de bedin kamikteli loy habilu kapara. A rasha does not receive kapara through the execution of bezdin because he deserves this punishment. Therefore, the korban remains pasul, because he's still considered a Rasha, and not because of Dichui. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the halacha of Meis v'chol ha'nikbar boi osur bahana. A dead person and all that's buried with him is forbidden in all benefits. And Rabbanan gazru tumah oylomis al hakever kedei shelo yifanuhu. The Rabbanan initiated that a grave becomes tameh and remains tameh even after the mace is removed to prevent people from transferring mason. And the Gemara relates the following. Kivrei de Rav havu shokli mine afra li'ishasa bas yoima. People would take from the earth that surrounded Rav's grave as a remedy for a one-day fever. Asur amalei l'shmuel. Amalehu yo'us avdin. When Shmuel heard of this, he exclaimed they're permitted to do so because karka oilam hu, v'karka oilam einen eseres. The earth is part of the ground, and the ground cannot become forbidden because the pasuk in Malachim states, v'yashlech es afara al kever b'nei ha'om, Makesh kever b'nei ha'om la'avoydes koychovim. There's a hekesh, comparing a kever to avoydes zara. Ma avoydes koychovim b'mechuber loy mitzara, hachanami b'mechuber loy mitzar. Just like avoydes zara in the ground does not become forbidden, so too the ground of a kever does not become forbidden. And avoydes koychovim b'mechuber loy mitzara, because the pasuk says, Asher atam yoshem oysam es Eloiheihem alehorem haramim, alehorem Eloiheihem v'loy hehorem Eloiheihem. Only the avoydes zara that's on the mountains become forbidden, but the mountains themselves upon which Avodah Zarah stood does not become forbidden because they're mechuber lekarka. And accordingly, the halacha of meis v'cha nikba by osur ba'ana applies only to those entities that are not the actual ground, such as the aron, the coffin, tachrichin, the shrouds, and kever binyan, a grave that was built above the ground. And even though it's connected to the ground, it becomes osur ba'ana, because as Rashi explains, talush l'b'soif chibroi havi talush. Something that was originally detached from the ground and was then attached to the ground is not considered mechuber lekarka and therefore becomes forbidden. And as part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions a braisa that discusses several distinctions in the isser of kever binyan. Nimtza ata oimer shalosh kivrei sein. There are three types of graves. One, kever hanimtza. If a mace was found buried in a field without its owner's permission, mutar lefanoisoi and pinahu mekoymoi tahor. The owner may transfer the mace to another location. If transferred, the original kever becomes tahor because since b'gzeila nikbar sham loy gozer al zeh, since they had no right to bury the mace there, the rabbanon permitted the transfer of the mace and they did not impose a tumah. And umuter bahana, the original kever is permitted in all benefits because, as Rashi explains, ein toras kever olav. Regarding the isra hana, the iraisa of kever mace, a stolen grave is not considered a kever. Two, kever hayodua. If a mace that was buried in a field with the owner's permission, one may not transfer the mace to another location, and if transferred, the original keva remains tame and it's forbidden in all benefits. Because since the mace was buried legitimately, the Rabbanan did impose a tumah to prevent a transfer, and since this is considered a kever, the Isser Hanah d'Oraisa does apply. 3. Kever HaMazik Es Arabim. If a mace was buried in a public road and causes the passerby to become tameh, mutilu fanoisoi, pinehu mekoimoi tahar. One may transfer the mace to another location, and if transferred, the original kever becomes tahar because the loy gazer aleh al mepnei hanezek. The Rabbanan permitted the transfer of the mace to prevent a public hazard, and they did not impose a tumah. However, v'asar bahana, the original kever remains forbidden in all benefits because the surah d'oraisahu v'loy paka, the iser d'oraisa that took effect when the mace was buried, cannot be removed.